In Hebrews chapter 12, we see a great cloud of witnesses and a race to be run. We also see a burning mount, all together on a smoke. Verse 18 begins, For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. The passage goes on to say of that terrible scene of Sinai, all together on a smoke. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, exceedingly fear and quake. There must have been some scene, friends, to make a mighty man like Moses quake before that smoking mount which was on fire. The last verse of Hebrews, chapter 12, sums it all up by declaring, For our God is a consuming fire. I got to thinking about God being a consuming fire and that smoking mountain on fire for God. And I thought I wanted to be more like that mountain myself because I want to be more on fire for God. Moses was on fire for God. The Apostle Paul was on fire for God. I want some of that flame to spread to me. And I wrote a little poem which captured the burning holy desire to be more on fire for God. Give me a fire, O Lord. Give me a fire for Thee. Give me your fire, O Lord. Let it burn brightly in me. Give me a fire, O Lord, the wood of my life I give to Thee. Consume my ashes, O Lord, and let a revival begin with me. Give me a fire, O Lord, give me a glimpse of hell and eternity. Make me a fire, O Lord, so my life may be burned out for Thee. Give me a fire, O Lord, increase my desire for Thee. Make me a flame, O Lord, that draws others to You through me.